Hey, this is John Ortberg, and we are journeying together through Made to Count, this series where we're exploring the drive God put in you to be significant, to have a meaningful life. You, my friend, were made to count, to make a difference, have an impact. The world's supposed to be a better place because you're in it. Now, of course, we cannot do that on our own. There's a phrase that comes out of the 12-step community, summarizes the first three steps I like a lot. I can't, he can, I think I'll let him. We were not made to work by ourselves, but together with God. So I want to talk for a couple of minutes about a very important, unusual topic, living with dignity, and how you can wear it, and how you can see it in another person, and how you can confer it and give it and offer it. Dignity is a very important word. It has to do with a sense of worth and value that belongs in a unique way to every single human being. I'm not a philosopher, but as I understand it, Immanuel Kant said that dignity is the value or worth that makes each person irreplaceable. Objects can have a price attached to them. Cars are worth so much, house worth so much, but not people. You can't put a price on people. People are an end in themselves. And this idea, which really came from Israel and then through Jesus spread to the whole world, became fundamental to the idea of human rights. In our political world, this notion of the dignity of every human being is increasingly at risk. There's a well-known philosopher, Peter Singer, and he does not, for example, agree that all human beings are born equal in dignity. He says, if I understand him rightly, it's just about the capacity to suffer. So if you have an animal that's able to suffer more than, say, a disabled child, they're actually worth giving greater attention to. Now, by contrast, the Bible teaches every human being has irreplaceable worth because we were made and are loved by God. And Jesus would constantly teach about this. Don't you know, sparrows are sold two for a penny. And yet I tell you, not one of them can fall from a nest except God sees and God cares. So don't worry, you are worth many sparrows. Just look at the people in your life today and ask, how many sparrows are they worth? That's an image that the Bible uses to talk about this notion of dignity. And at least one of the images that I want to focus on the rest of our little time together today is the idea of a crown. Now, in the ancient world, a crown was a statement of authority and an expression of great beauty. When Paul wrote to people at the church at Corinth, he says, you know, in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize. Everybody who competes in the games goes into strict training. They get it. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. That is the enduring crown. And the idea here is not just something that we have to look forward to when we go to heaven eventually. It's not an extrinsic award. Trophies on a shelf that gather dust, those are extrinsic. I used to have a lot of trophies and playing tennis when I was young. I don't have them anymore. Nobody in our house was interested in dusting them. They kind of lost interest. But there are crowns that will last. To become the kind of person who knows God, to be changed within, that's the crown that will last. And then in 1 Thessalonians, Paul writes to the people who are there, for what is our hope, our joy, for the crown in which we will experience glory in the presence of our Lord Jesus when he comes. And he says, is that crown not you? Indeed, you are our glory and our joy. You are our crown. Friendships, relationships with other people, folks in my life that I love and who love me, that's the crown. So, to walk through life in such a way that you love other people so much that they are your crown, that's a great gift. And that's part of the crown that is promised us. And then, this is from Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4. When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. There is a crown of glory coming your way. Now, glory is the excellence of a thing when it exists in the purity in which God made it. So here's my invitation for you. No matter how much life may have beaten you down or disappointed you, wear the crown. You have great worth. The Bible says about human beings, what are we that God should be? And yet you have crowned us with glory and honor. See, when you understand our worth, I mean not just affirm it intellectually, but when it gets into our bones and our hearts and our wills and our thoughts and our feelings, we are not easily threatened. Then my ego is not on the line all the time. Then I don't have to live in fear anymore about what other people think of me or say about me, because I have dignity before God. So, today, wear that crown. Stand tall. Walk proud. You are loved by your Maker. You are made to count.
You've been listening to Become New with John Ortberg, where you can receive 10 minutes of daily teaching about the person you're becoming. If you like what you're hearing, you can head on over to our website, becomenew.com, where John has over 700 10-minute teachings cataloged in 20 different series covering a range of topics you might be interested in. If you have a prayer request, there's a team of us who meet each weekday to pray for listeners just like yourself. You can send your specific request to us at the number 855-888-0444. I'm glad you're here, and we'll catch you next time.